Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello, how are you guys today? It is Tuesday. Okay, so I'm saying it's Tuesday and it's December 3rd because guess what I thought today was? It was December 2nd because I'm not in the month of November. December. But anyway, I'm now into December. So first things, I want to remind everybody to look at my Instagram. My IG, Instagram TV, because we're on day three or four, I forget, sorry. And today is on mental health wellness is, it's okay. It's okay if everything is not okay. It's okay. You will make it through it. I heard this, I'm doing a Bible study on Beth Moore, and it's just really an interesting study. And we're studying the Bible books, First and Second Thessalonians. And then we only have two more studies, but this is what really hit me in the whole study of everything. And it's a pretty big book that we're studying, and I love it, is that she says, right now, the situation is happening right now. Now, in just a little while, that's number two. And number three is when Jesus returns. So for those people who don't know that and who don't know Jesus, I am a Christian and I believe in the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and in the Trinity. And it's not a religion. It's a personal relationship with God. It's like your best friend going everywhere with you that nobody else can go. And they're everywhere, and I mean everywhere. You should be talking to Jesus like he literally is your best friend, and he should be above your best friend. And that's what it is. So I know you don't want to hear, oh, it's okay. It is okay to not be okay, because sometimes things happen and we can't change them, and we get so frustrated. And we're like, ah. Yeah, because that was me this week. That was last week, November 27th. I was going out the gate of my apartment. The gate went back in too soon and hit my car. And I swear, this time it wasn't my fault. Last time, like about 3 or 4 months ago, the curb did jump out at me, but it really was my fault. I'll admit it. But guess what? Because I can't prove that the gate jumped out at my car and came back fast, guess what? It's on mine. But it's okay because it didn't involve anybody. It's just at my house. And I was really frantic because I just got that repaired a couple of months ago. And I was like, oh my God. But having that study, the Beth Moore study, and listening to sermons from my church called Verve, and I'll tell you guys about our Christmas thing that's coming up there in a minute, but listening to that really helped me to say, you know what, right now, it's not okay, and I don't feel very good about this, and I'm not very happy, but I didn't die, I didn't hit anybody, didn't crash into anybody else. I'm embarrassed because I got in the car and people are looking at me and I'm just like, I know I'm cute, but I didn't say that. That's a lie. I was just adding to the story. But anyway, so I was like, you know what? Thank you, God, because I just remembered the verse Philippians 4:4. Do not be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, give your request to God. So the thing is, if you're giving God, I was like, God, just take this over. I don't even want to be like funny, but Jesus, take the wheel. You probably should have been driving in the first place because I wasn't probably should have been driving. I don't know. But you know what the thing is? In the last year or more, I've really been able to embrace that. Lots of things have happened to me, but I'm like, okay. It's okay to not feel okay. It's okay not to be okay. You're going to have a family member that just passed away during the holidays. Or for me, my god nephew passed away in October. One of my friends, her husband just passed away 2 days ago of cancer. I know one of my friends still, you know, trying to recover from her mom passing away a couple of years ago. And especially with this holiday season and with grief, it's really hard for people. But no, it's okay. You don't have to be anything for anybody. Just be you, and it's okay to not be okay. That's it. I just want to tell you guys that. And I can smile knowing that just right now, it's just now, in a little while, when Jesus returns. Those three. And that's what you got to remember. And you know what? At the end of the day, you'll appreciate it because you didn't put all that stress on your body, on your mind, didn't distract you from other things. And I know it's hard, but hey, all right. Now, we're going to go. We have a couple of more announcements. I want to talk to you guys and congratulate my friend, Theodore Chestnut. He's been on the show before, but he has been, you know, what do you call it when people are, they win it? No, like people elect them to vote for them. Anyway, he's going to be part of the Rhythm of Gospel Awards in, what did he just say, Alabama. And that's next year in 2020. And he had asked me to vote for him. And I really, usually when people ask me to vote for him for things, I'd be like, let me think about that. Because you know what? What have you really done that's like really going to like help me or not me? Or what have you done that you're not just like trying to get? So I'd really appreciate if you guys would go to www.therhythmofgospelawards.com/voting.html. and vote for him in these categories, number 47, number 51, and number 23. So you have to vote for all in categories. And his name's Theodore Chestnut. I really appreciate it. No, you don't know him, but I don't recommend any crazy people. You can find him on Facebook at Theodore Chestnut. Instagram is Theodore Chestnut. Thank you, guys. Okay, the last one is the one I'm super, super, super excited for. So you guys know I always post on little things at my church. I go to Verve, and it's been a really hard time for me to really find a church and settle down. Now, even though my church doesn't have a singles ministry or have anything I think to do for singles, I still love them because I can find other churches to do those things in. So that's not a reason to not go to a church or anything. And it's actually a small church. We're growing, and I love it. We have good messages. Our pastor's funny. Well, his hairstyle was a little funny, too. But anyway, that's not the point. And even our if you guys, anybody that knows David Crowder, you guys have to know that our music minister, David, which is his name, Dave, looks like David Crowder, and he and his dress is just like David Crowder reminds me. And then we have Pastor Tony, and Tony is just a hoot. He's funny. He rides a motorcycle. And then there's lots of other people who are, you know, there. But it's a great church. So let me tell you, we have a thing called Messy Christmas. Okay, I know. What's wrong with me today? What's wrong with the diva today? And where should she roll that today that she just lost her mind? No, seriously. I like this. It says, Messy Christmas. Is your life a mess? Afraid your Christmas is going to be too? Join us at Christmas or Vegas. We're going to celebrate our messy Christmas and learn how God can help us find peace in the mess and maybe even make our lives a little less messy. It will be a magical experience, and you'll create some great memories with your family or friends. So, now these are service times for that. We have our regular Sunday service on Sundays and Mondays. And Sunday is at 10 a.m. and 11:30. Monday is at 7 p.m. And Tuesday is 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. That's a special one for December 24th. So there's a lot of times in there. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you can listen on the radio, but I think you would really better like being in person. Verve Church is at 7850 Dean Martin Drive. You can go to christmasforvegas.com. Okay, let me tell you how to get there, because I have just everything on Landmark. Lord knows, if they take out the Jack in the Box and that Sinclair gas station, I probably would never get to church. But if you take the 15 going south, get off on Blue Diamond. Are you listening? Good. Turn right. Go up to the first light, which I don't know what the street is, but there's a Sinclair gas station there, and across the street is another gas station and a Jack in the Box center. Why do I know where all the food places? Because that's just me. And you turn right, you go around the little curve, and go around, and you're going to see a driveway. And the first driveway you go to, come in, turn right in that little driveway, and then make a quick left, and it's at 7850 Dean Martin. If you want to go and you don't know anybody, give me a call at 951-552-3292. I'll go with you if you need a ride. I can pick you up. I can put up to like five people in my car. Hope to see you there. All right, we're going to pray us in. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving me this radio blog talk. It's been 4 years now or more. I'm really blessed about it. Thank you for all the people listening. And just may they take heed that it's okay not to be okay. that you have called us to all for a special purpose, and as Romans 8:28, for all things work to the glory of God. I think I got that right. So, Lord Jesus, thank you, praise you, and may the rest of this message be really wonderful for people who are listening in, and may they gain knowledge from it that you want them to gain, and may they apply it to their lives, and may people who really are lost out there and having mental health struggles, struggling with suicide, or just struggling with everyday life, feeling overwhelmed, may they know that you are the backbone of them. You walk in front of them, you walk behind them, you walk beside them, and you're always holding them. When they can't see it, you are the footprints in the sand, and we all may have seen that. All right, my lovely sweet people, I am going to play a song. Guess by who? Yep, by Theodore Chestnut. And he's going to, and the first one is My Job. And I love this one. And then we'll play, we'll come back. And I have a special surprise for you guys. This is going to be a guest on the show soon, but he gave me permission to read from his book. Here we go.
I don't want to live, boy. I don't want to die, boy. I don't want to ignore it. I definitely do have to put God in
my job.
I don't want to live on
my job, God.
Come
to
your higher call.
No matter what may come your way.
For Christ Jesus.
stay encouraged.
No matter what your friends may say,
stay encouraged.
No matter what your coworkers may
be
say,
encouraged.
Sometimes no matter what yourself may say,
stay encouraged.
For His word says you're more than
a conqueror.
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 Go ahead and let Him know.
Don't wanna live for it.
Go ahead and let Him know.
I don't wanna die for it.
Father God, I know that I can't and I don't.
I don't wanna ignore it.
But all I do know is that I have to
put You before
it. So God's people, come on and let Him know that You're a job.
Don't wanna live for it.
For You were made for so much more than just working a 9-to-5.
I don't wanna die for it.
To have somebody else's dreams and goals come true.
I don't wanna ignore
it. But above all else, God, we know that we have to
put You before it.
All right, we're back with and that was Theodora Chestnut with My Job. And so you guys, you heard him talking about working 9-to-5, and there's nothing that is wrong with working 9-to-5. Some people, let's be honest, should work 9-to-5. That's what they were built for. That's what God has them for. And there's some great people working 9-to-5 jobs in different services. There's people who are built for the corporate world or the social service sector. I was a social service. I loved it. I don't know about being an entrepreneur. That just never seemed to work out for me. And it wasn't that I couldn't. It just was not with me. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. Now, before I tell you, we are going to I'm going to be reading from Resting Mary, and I love that because I went to an event on the called The Gathering at the Crossings Church on November 8th. It was so amazing. It was my first time. Didn't know what it would be like, and I went with two of my friends from my Bible study that go at the Crossings, and I also have, other things that I go to. But anyway, so it's called Resting Mary, Finding Joy and Peace at Christmas. A daily devotional for the holiday season, and Dwayne S. Montage. I got to meet this awesome man. He is just he's hilariously funny, which I love. He was the only guy speaking at our event, which was really great. And then he just had a great message. He wrote this book. He said about 2 or 3 years ago, he was on Facebook, and he was saying, you know, maybe I'm not the only one, and it turned into a book. So I'm going to read part of the introduction, and I'm going to go to day 3. It's the season of familiar, wonderful, beautiful things. It's the time when we bring out of our garage or out of our attic the things we have stored for a year, things filled with memories. As we unwrap each ornament, remember where it came from. As we string lights on a tree, I hear a favorite song, we all feel what a song once called gingerbread feelings. But sometimes, if we're honest, the gingerbread is tinged with bitterness. Perhaps our Christmas memories aren't so wonderful. Maybe each decoration we pull out reminds us of a painful past, or maybe the hurt feels more real this time of the year because everyone is supposed to feel joyful and happy, and you're just not feeling it. And that's what I'm going to stop right there. And that's the point, you guys. The holiday, the Merry Christmas, the Thanksgiving, all of these holidays, they just sort of kind of wrap up into one. I'm trying to think of a name. But people get caught up in them, and it affects their mental health. It affects other things. It affects family time. they may not have any mental health problems, but it becomes a problem during a season, and they become sad, and it rains down on their mind, body, and spirit because they're trying to do everything for everybody. As you know, that's Zion barking, and they're trying to do everything for everybody, and they just can't. Or they're trying to be that favorite mother, favorite son-in-law or daughter-in-law, and it's just not going to happen, or the best sibling, and trying to cook a meal that you know you're gonna have to work till last minute. And you know what? That's what this book is about. So I hope that you guys enjoy part of this reading from Resting Mary, Finding Joy and Peace at Christmas, a daily devotional for the holiday season. Joy. You don't see the word very much except at Christmas. It's an old song about joy to the world and on its cards and decorations. We even took a family picture by a giant joy at the mall a couple years ago. You may be asking yourself, how can I be joyful in a year like this? How can there be joy in my heart when I watch the news or just happen to see the wrong thing, when I say the wrong thing to the wrong person on social media? Oh, my God, Lord Jesus, you can just tell somebody you don't like their dress, and they're like, that's the truth. How can you be joyful with the kids are fighting when there seems to be more month than there is money, when you're worried about paying for your future? This is where you can fill in the blank with whatever you think, whatever is your thing, and that was mine. If we're to be honest, this most wonderful time of year fills us a lot with worry and fear. Maybe there's some sadness there too. There's not a lot of room for joy in there. The trouble is we think of joy equals happy. And I don't know how many times I've told you guys this. Happiness is a feeling. To me, joy is an attitude. It's a mindset. I can be happy, really, because I'm going down the street and I may see this really cute guy and he is on a Harley and I'm so happy, or I may be seeing some family. Then the next minute, I'm listening to a song and I'm like, oh my God, I don't like that, and I may become unhappy. It's a feeling. Whereas joy is like Jesus, others, and yourself. That's the acronym I've learned. You put in Jesus in your heart, Jesus first, others, and you're thinking of yourself last. Not like it's a bad thing. It's just that's how you do. And this joy of Jesus is He's in your heart. Not because the situation is bad, but because you know that God has your back. And like I said in the beginning, if you don't believe in Jesus, I'm not here to say you're wrong or put guilt on you. I just want to know how you've been doing it without Him all this time. If you're in a religion and you have God and you think you have a relationship, I'm not here to judge you. You have to find your higher power, because sometimes whatever's for you works for you, but I can tell you, and I truly believe anybody depending on themselves, I don't care who you are, how's that working for you? And we're going to continue. The trouble is that we think joy equals happy, as I said, and it doesn't. The definition of joy is great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying. Jesus in my heart, Jesus taking care of all my sins. John 3:16, for He sent His Son to die, for He sent His Son into the world, not to condemn it. That's a paraphrasation of me. Sorry, I got a little excited there. How often have you felt like this year? How many times have you honestly experienced something exceptionally good or satisfying? When was the last time you felt a great delight? I felt a great delight when I just recently. I've always been feeling great delight since, I have to be honest, since the last year of my surgeries. But, you know, it's been a lot of pain, but it's been so joyful because I have met so many different people. I've been able to encourage, they've been able to encourage me, and I realized more than any other time in my life, I am hella funny, and I make people laugh. I even make people laugh at my insurance yesterday. I'm just, like, funny, and I'm going to admit that. That's a gift from God, thank you, and I believe God has a sense of humor because, like, He has created food, and then He created the gym, and I'm trying to have a happy balance. God has a good sense of humor. And why didn't He just have some food made without calories? See? Wow. How often have you felt like that this year? Great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying. How many times have you honestly experienced something exceptionally good or satisfying? When was the last time you felt a great delight? Another word we don't use very often, except at McDonald's, which has a breakfast sandwich saying the word. But I don't think they honestly know what the word is supposed to mean. Have you tasted eggs, white delight? not very delightful, actually. Oh, well, you know what? He, you know, I don't agree because I love the Eighth Light Delight because it's so yummy. I love it. See, I get all joyful for that one, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh, excited. Seriously, because it's the only place in town that makes a really good one. Why does joy matter? Because before I go on with reading from Doyen's book, it matters because it's all about your mindset. It's all about the perception. If you're just happy, then when something happens, you're going to be, oh, my God, this is just awful. I can't deal with this and blah, 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 blah. That was me like years ago. And even up until maybe 3 years ago, then I realized, girl, you just keep doing this. And you are not going to the one who is giving you joy and peace in times of no matter what, like Philippians 4:4-6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, give your request to God. So here I'm all freaking out, my weeds getting all messed up, and I'm like, and God just like sitting up there like, okay, you know what, this is my child, I love you, but I don't know. I know sometimes he's like, whatever. That's why. So we're going to continue reading. Because it's pretty important to God. In fact, the word joy appears, ready for this, guys, 145 times in the Bible. In the New Testament, it appears 57. One New Testament writer used the word in its various forms 16 times in one letter. God wants us to experience joy. And don't get me wrong. When you're grieving, when you're going through stuff, it's hard. I get it. And you know what? Nobody's telling you have to be happy. But I have seen, I'm going to be honest, I'm back at hospice, and I have one client who is, you know, hospice means death, and, you know, you don't know when. Some people can only have a week or whatever, but the time to me is up to God. But her faith is so strong in God that she's like, I'm where God has me, and that's okay. And that is an incredible sense of faith. And she says, I'm just joyful because I'm here, and he's given me this time. But honestly, when was the last time you felt something aching to joy? When you got that raise, when you received the good report from the doctor, when you found out that you were having twins, I'm guessing on that one. We don't feel much joy because there's so much that comes along to take it away from us. Bills, sickness, politicals, politics. Oh, yeah, Jesus, oh, my goodness. And that's just a whole other story. Family issues, you know, sex abuse. Human trafficking, homelessness, those are some extra ones I'd added in. The list of joy stealers would be long enough to fill several books because they are different for every person. Different or not, we all have them. We, all of things that make us look at the sky and make us shake our fists, how am I supposed to be happy now? It's not that easy, but you can go through this book. I hope you discover how you can have joy in your world this Christmas. How to rest Mary in the middle of the mess. The simplest answer, you can have joy because there is God. And we are going to listen to Phil Davis. I got to interview him a couple of months back. I think this is the most appropriate time. He was interviewed by Pastor Vince from Bird Church, and I talked to him about it earlier about. All right, this is Rolling with the Diva, and it's Monday, and I'm at church, and I've been honored and blessed to just have a few minutes of Phil Davis's time. He's here. We're going to do a really quick interview, but I just wanted to share another awesome young man that's doing great things. So, hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm well. You have it all backwards. I'm honored and blessed to have a few minutes of your time.
Thank you. Yeah. And yes, ladies, he is handsome. Okay. Yeah. This one is so, because they always ask me that. Okay, so I just want to ask that question. Mm-hmm. You're here at our church,
yeah.
And I know there's some people here before, and we've interviewed, and they believe in God. But what do you believe in?
I believe in God and Jesus.
Okay.
And,
so you believe the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
And so your message that you're going to give today, and I'll record that for everybody, what is one thing you want them to take away from the message with you being here?
Just to, instead of, so part of what I'll explain more later is just that for a while I felt a little bit lost and I was trying to change who I was to fit who I needed to be professionally. And that's just
that
not the way.
That doesn't work for you,
do it? It just doesn't work.
How did it work?
It just doesn't. You know, and there's just this internal struggle that just rages. And I don't think that's the way God intended. I think he meant for us to be more like him and then take that person into the world, into our jobs, and be more of him in everything we do. So.
Amen. That's the truth. You know what? I've learned a long time ago. I'm 55, and it took me now to 55. Well, every year I learn something new, but you know what? The only person that you can model yourself after is God.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ, that's it. And you go out and you take the great characteristics, because he gave you great characteristics, and those characteristics is what you're right, that he wants you to use in the world. So what got you into MMA? And then my son pronounced it, how do you say, Bellator?
Bellator.
How did you get into all that, and how has that impacted you as a Christian?
So I started out in amateur wrestling, and I wrestled all through high school, and then into college. And when I got done in college, I just loved to compete, and I decided just to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point I thought I was going to go to PA school, PT school.
Okay.
When I got done, it was obvious that I had. I knew I had some sort of athletic gift. They don't just give away college scholarships,
mm-hmm.
but even amongst the scholarship athletes, I was, you know, still gifted, and I just wanted to continue to compete.
Good for you.
And that's kind of how I landed in fighting. And it would seem from the outside that fighting and being a Jesus follower don't really, really mix well. But
but I think you can. You know what? If they may not mix well with it, but let me know if you think. What do you think about this? That Jesus could be wrestling himself and he'll fit. People just have to learn to allow him to be in their life.
Oh, absolutely. And I say that because I know how I thought about it.
Okay.
Prior to being involved.
Wow.
And so it's not like, oh, well, then people think this. No, I'm part of people. You know, I felt that way, and God, he will use any platform to bring glory to his name. And, you know, you see that with his disciples. You know, some were, you know, lowly fishermen. Some were, one was a tax collector.
Yes.
And these weren't people who were, you know, prominent in the community in that day.
That's what bothered the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Oh, no.
What are you doing
with these guys?
Right. He didn't come for them. He
right.
came for the law.
Right.
Because he was coming to bridge the Old Testament and New Testament together.
That's right.
So, before you go, because I know we're starting service, I just want to compliment you. Because when I came up to you, sometimes we make an appearance of like, oh, that's a black person not going to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
You were more than a gentleman. You stuck your hand out. You made eye contact. I am so blessed by that, because that just reminds me, because I'm studying to be a chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
Never judge a person. Just go up and say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank you for that, because, you know, sometimes, even as we judge our own.
We do.
And we got to get away from that. And I'm like, oh, my God, this guy probably not going to talk to me. And I don't know who you are except for the picture I saw. I mean, if you would have had your chest blowing up like you did on that other one, I would have been saying, hey, let me come
talk
to you.
That's a guy.
That's a guy. Do you need a wife? Okay, sorry. sorry. I'm so crazy. But anyway, I just want to thank you for your time.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you, and I will continue following you on Instagram, and you continue what you're doing. And I just want to give you Jeremiah 29:11,
mm-hmm.
for God knows the plan. It's my paraphrase for all the people that are going to write in, always tell me I was wrong, but it's God knows the plans for you to give you a hope and a future.
Amen.
And you are going, it's something about you that I feel that you're going to go far. So when you become really famous and you get tickets to the Raiders game, don't forget who told you. I'm sorry. Would you like to pray us out?
Sure, absolutely. Father God, I just ask for all the listeners at home, just to be filled with goodness and peace wherever you are in your spiritual walk. Just to know that God loves you, that Jesus is for you, and no matter your circumstances, nothing matters more than the love of Christ. And in Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
All right, this is Sabrina signing off for Rolling with the Diva. This will be a special episode on Wednesday. Love y'all. Bye. All right, so that was done earlier this year, I think in August. And I didn't play it because I didn't feel that I had the right show. But until today, because as a lot of people don't realize, I have a show topic always. I can come up with a show topic by the grace of God, I do. But what he wants me to say, I'm not for sure until I get to the, like, the, seriously, like the last 2 hours of before the show, and then everything comes together. And I always used to think I was playing around, but it's just how it does. It'll all work together. And I'm just amazed by the glory of God. I hope that you understand from listening to the song by Theodore, My Job. You have a job in life, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, you're a pastor, preacher, you're a police officer, fireman, you own your own business. Your number one job should be a personal relationship with God. And for some of you, you do have that relationship, and you call it a higher power. As long as you have that relationship first before anything else, no matter what, how bad it gets, it will be okay. It may not always be okay the way you want it to be, but it will be okay. And I'm here to tell you, after being on this earth for 55 years and spending the last 45 years going from people making fun of the way I walk, my dad leaving, me getting into situations I shouldn't be in, low self-esteem, dating online, craziness, that today, December 3rd, 2019, I can actually say, I believe with my whole heart, mind, body, and spirit that the Lord Jesus Christ walks with me every day. He goes before me. He makes a way. That's part of a Bible verse, that last part. And God has my back. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. You know, you may be going through a time where, you know, you've been rescued from a human trafficking, and you're just like, how is this going to be okay? Do you even understand what I went through? No, I don't, but I do know Jesus. And I do know that from having an abortion to being sexually assaulted when I was younger, that God has a plan for you. Never give up on it. And never give up on yourself. Give yourself grace. I'm going to replay that message later this week on Thursday. Thank you guys for listening. I just want to remind you that we were reading from Resting Mary with Dwayne S. Montage from an event I went to called The Gathering. Also remind you guys about the Verve Church, our special messy Christmas. And please, at any time, it doesn't have to just be Christmas. You come on down, you need a ride, or you just want to go to church, you come on down, look for Sabrina. I'm always wearing some Converse or something called Calvin Klein, and you'll see this thing Calvin, somebody asked me one time, was that my name? And I just, like, looked at them, but then they didn't know who Calvin Klein was, and I get it. No, I just walk around with my name so people call me and write back. I don't know. Anyway, let me stop. That's not very nice. Anyway, let me read you this last part of his book. Those things that steal your joy, God cares about them. And one of the old carols reminds us, he knows our need, to our weakness, no stranger. God cares about the small stuff, the big stuff, and everything in between. This is why Jesus came. If we summed up everything behind Emmanuel's coming, it can be summed up in that big idea. I care so much about you that I want you to be in every single, I want to be with you in everything you face. Big or small, good or bad, I will be with you. It's why he promised to never leave us or forsake us. It's why he promised that he would come back one day so we could be with him forever. When something starts to rob you of your joy, remind yourself of these promises. When you start to get nervous or worried or afraid, remember the words of the angel to the shepherds. But the angel reassured them, "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." Luke 2:10, New Living Translation. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you again for this radio show, and may you touch it. And may you continue to bless my church, Verve. May you bless Mr. Theodore and his election for the award. And Lord, just help our country. We pray for our president. Give him true God-inspired wisdom. We pray for the Congress and the Senate. And Lord, I just pray for that people can just come back to some of the old-fashioned things we had, getting together, putting down our phones, playing games, and just loving life. I pray all these things in your son's name, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen. And before I go, I just want to remind anybody who does want a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, or you don't understand how to just ask Jesus in your heart. One, Jesus, I need you. Two, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins, and I accept you in my heart. Then get in touch with somebody who you know that goes to church, or you find a local church and get yourself baptized. That'll be a whole different thing. Talk down the road to help everybody with that. But may you have a blessed night.